Charlotte voters have an extra page at the bottom of their ballots this month. The city is asking voters to approve about $218 million in bonds for transportation, housing, and neighborhood improvements. WFAE's David Borax has more.
This year's bond referendum is the second in a series of four the city plans over 8 years. Altogether, the city hopes to raise about $800 million. That will pay for dozens of projects outlined in a long-range plan developed in 2013 under former city manager Kurt Walton. That plan and the bonds are about improving Charlotte's infrastructure and appearance, says Natalie English of the Charlotte Chamber, which is leading a campaign in favor of the bonds.
As our community continues to grow, we have to keep up with that growth by investing in especially the transportation infrastructure, but also, again, that housing and those neighborhood investments, they're all about making our community look better.
Three separate questions are on the ballot. There's $148 million for street and intersection projects, bridges, and upgrades to the city's traffic light system, $15 million to rehab or develop affordable housing for low and moderate income households, and $55 million for sidewalks, landscaping, and lighting in the city's deteriorating older neighborhoods. The road projects include improvements west of I-485 to accommodate a massive housing and office development called the River District. There's also money for work along Monroe Road and for a Cross Charlotte pedestrian trail. Voters approved the first set of bonds in 2014. If voters approve the 2016 issues, two more votes are planned in 2018 and 2020. There's no organized opposition. Taxes won't go up again if voters approve these. The city council included debt payments on the entire investment plan up front with a 7% property tax increase in 2013. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.